Listen to me, brother, 'cause I'm coming from afar, and I wanna be wherever you are. And heed my words, sweet mother, 'cause I'm coming home from war, and I'll be bloody in battle sore. But I'm coming home across the sea, and I can't take you with me, but I won't let you miss me, and I'd give it all for king and country, but I can't let you miss me, I won't let this cruel war take. So I'm going home. No, you foolish graveyard, you can't have me, 'cause I won't be put 6 feet deep. 'Cause I'm going home across the sea, and I can't take you with me, but I won't let you miss me, and I'd give it all for king and country, but I can't take you with me, I won't let this cruel war take me. So I'm going take me instead, and leave my brother safe in bed. And bang, bang, here we go again. Gunshots flying over my head. And take me instead, and leave my brother safe, safe in bed.
Bang, bang, here we go again. Gunshots flying over my head. Leave my brother safe in bed.
'Cause I'm going home.
Bang, bang, here we go again. Gunshots fired over my
head. And I can't take you with me.
Take me instead.
But I won't let you miss me.
Leave my brother safe in bed.
And I gave it all.
That's Benjamin Dakota Rogers with Soldier's Song from his latest album, Whiskey and Pine. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference, and actually Benjamin is our special guest in the Folk Roots Radio mobile studio. I think it's a year since you were joining us to talk about your music, isn't it, Benjamin?
Yeah, almost exactly.
Benjamin's had a great couple of years. It's only 2 years ago that I interviewed him as part of the youth program, the fabulous youth program they have at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. Well, since then, he released the Strongman's Address to the circus crowd, and then barely a year later, produced another new album, and that is Whiskey and Pine, which was the album that we just heard the track from. And quite clearly, he's rapidly progressing as a musician. And I actually spoke to his parents last night. And I'm going to slip this in now because apparently Benjamin has, what, two or three more albums of material potentially?
Which is like kind of straining on my pocketbook at the moment.
So tell me from your point of view how things are going. Are you thrilled? I mean, I think you played Mariposa this past summer.
Yes, it was fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. So how do you feel things are going from your point of view?
I'm really happy with it. It's like this like nice, like steady like wheel of progression, which is what I was looking for. And I'm writing a ton of music and kind of gearing up to record again. And
it's funny, as a teacher, you meet people who, you know, work on an album, produce an album, and then it may be several years before they're even ready to think about getting back in the studio. And at the other end of the spectrum, you have people like yourself who are incredibly prolific. My only concern, I got to throw it out there, is that the danger that, you know, an album comes out and it's almost you don't have time to actually get out there and
which is like
and really support it before you're out there with a new one.
Which is like what I'm thinking about now. Like, I want to record something else, but at the same time, I'm really, really happy with how Whiskey and Pine sounds. So, although like yes, gearing up to record right now, it's more like I'm trying to write some grants and figure out how I'm going to fund it. So even if I start recording like next week, it won't be out till at least next fall or later. So it gives me time to push Whiskey and Pine.
Yeah, just to make sure that Whiskey and Pine gets its place in the sun before the next album comes along. So we have a guitar in the studio, and you kindly offered to play some songs for us. We're going to play a couple from the new album, and I think you also are going to play as a new song.
Yeah, I think
as
so.
Well, so that's great. What are you going to play for us first?
I think I'm going to do Whiskey for Blood.
Okay. This is Benjamin Dakota Rogers with Whiskey for Blood from the album Whiskey and Pine, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
She's got whiskey for blood and smoke for lungs. She's my campfire song, and I met her when days were young. She showed me how to love, and then she was gone. So I throw my cry to the west wind, but she's already long gone. Hop that train bound for nowhere, no matter how fast I run, I can't keep up. I sleep between shadows at night, out of sight, but she's all that's on my mind. And I found her on the west side. She fell into my arms till the sun burnt the starlight. So I throw my car to the west wind, but she's already long gone. Hop that train bound for nowhere, no matter how fast I run, I can't keep up. And I miss her like an oak tree in a year without.
and I miss her like an addict cut off from cocaine. And I miss her like a chain in the pockets of my jeans. And I miss her like freedom to a man bound in chains. And I miss her like lost children that'll never be saved. And I miss her like Piper standing over Grandma's grave. She's got whiskey for blood and smoke for lungs. She's my campfire song.
That's Benjamin Dakota Rogers live in the Folk Roots Radio mobile studio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. That's a song from the album Whiskey and Pine. It's entitled Whiskey for Blood. And we were just started the interview. Benjamin was saying that, you know, he already has potentially a couple of other albums ready that he could go in the studio and record. Does that mean that songwriting comes pretty easy to you?
Yeah, for the most part. Like, I don't want to say it comes easy, but I work on it a lot. Like, I'll probably sit down with my guitar for at least an hour or two a day and just, like, usually do a lot of like improv stuff, but yeah.
So just work away and
yeah, work
and
away
see
at
what drops out. When
yeah,
you start
yeah. I feel like if I'm consistent about it, I can usually do like a song or two a week, and then I weed through them in the following month and figure out which ones are actually worth playing again.
Wow. And what about your? I always like to ask you about the fiddle work because
yeah.
You also play fiddle, and mm-hmm. I know one of my favorite tracks from your first EP, I think the Wayfarer EP was The Pendulum.
Yeah, yeah. That seems to be a lot of people's favorite for that, which I actually wrote when I was like 16. Yeah. I don't write as much fiddle as I used to. And I think one of the reasons is I didn't get out of playing fiddle, but I played it less as I learned to play guitar, because there was like this thing where like I could play mandolin and I could play guitar and I could play banjo, or I could play fiddle and I could play banjo, but I played like zero guitar. And I wanted to be able to like accompany myself singing. So I kind of put down everything for about a year and learned how to play guitar maybe 2 years ago. And like it definitely it hindered my violin writing. But now I've gotten kind of like back into it. And one of the reasons, I guess, that I haven't been writing as much on the violin is it's very easy to write on. And I like kind of the challenge of finding words. And like when I sit down with my violin, I'll write a bunch of tunes, but I feel like I showcase my guitar stuff a lot more simply because I like words.
And I imagine the guitar is that perfect
yeah,
tool if you
want
to sit there
and just come
and
up with words.
Songs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you play another song from the new album for us?
So this is a tune called Mr. Robot, and I wrote it sitting in, I have like this music room that's attached to my bedroom, and I used to work at this kind of weird instrument pawn shop vintage thing, and they had like these tin robots, and there was a broken one and they threw it out and I took it home, so it's sitting in my music room, and I was just like laying on the couch with my guitar and I started singing to like this tin robot, and it turned into like this song about like technology and stuff, but that's kind of where I came from.
So hey, Mr. Robot, don't you talk about love, 'cause you're just gears and springs and wind up things. And maybe at the start it was you who stole the beating hearts from all the pretty girls, but you set them free. 'Cause you're made of bones, and I was built from flesh and bones. 'Cause I touch, I feel, I bleed, I cry, and they'll remember me when I die. And you'll still be made of bones
And hey, Mr. President, don't you send me up in space, 'cause I won't be part of your Milky Way chase. And maybe at the start it was you who stole the beaten heights, but all your good intentions, they go to waste, 'cause you're made of bones, and I was built from flesh and bones. 'Cause I touch, I feel, I bleed, I cry, and they'll remember me when I die. And you'll still be made of bones. Say, hey, Mr. Robot, I think you're running out of time, though your countdown moves much slower than mine. And touch screens, fingertips, and fading lights, but I won't touch the path that brings you back to life. 'Cause you're made of bones, and I was built from flesh and bones. 'Cause I touch, I feel, I bleed, I cry, and they'll remember me when I die. And you'll still be made of bones.
That's Benjamin Dakota Rogers with a live version of Mr. Robot at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. We're in the mobile studio, which is actually our showcase room that we're running this year with Michel Fortier, a good friend from Michel Fortier Publicity. We've entitled it the Folkin Cat's Meow, because a lot of the music we play, we like to think it's rather special. And certainly having Benjamin join us in the studio today is definitely fits into that category. Now, interestingly, a year ago, Benjamin, when we were talking about your music, we talked about the song Man's Address to the Circus Crowd. And I remember asking you about how you came up with the title for that. And yeah. I think you were talking about this wonderful old vintage sign, I think, or something.
The side of a train car.
Which is interesting, because when we just listened to Mr. Robot and you're talking about all these old robots, mm-hmm. and I realize they may not be at home with your parents, mm-hmm. but this seems to be the sort of creative material that gets you thinking.
Definitely, yeah. I really like old stuff. I like old instruments. I collect old instruments. I have, my room's just, full of old stuff. I have a wall of old books. I like old stuff.
But I think it's just, we're really looking for something, as a jumping-off point, right?
Songs. For sure. It's, yeah. You kind of, and even if it's not, a conscious thing, you realize that it's connected to some sort of, item or thought process that went through as to do with one of those old kind of things that's kicking around.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the live experience. I think you play with Chris Wright quite a lot, who also worked on the album.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he played bass and guitar on it, and sang harmonies, and he did some piano stuff too.
So is he typically someone that you will play with when you're playing live?
Yeah, he's usually who comes with me.
Yeah.
His brother is coming with me more frequently as well. He just got his doctorate in guitar, which is crazy. So he comes with me not as frequently, but Chris is there 95% of the time.
And are you both from Brantford, Ontario? Is that where you met?
He's from Port Dover, and I'm from we're about a half hour away.
Okay. Are there songs where you'll play the fiddle on the same song as a guitar?
For sure. Yeah. That's actually the reason I hired him to begin with. Was I wanted to be able, so he'll be playing bass or guitar, and I'll be playing guitar, and I'll sing to the point where I want the violin, and I toss my guitar on the ground, pick up my fiddle, and finish off on that.
We talked about Mariposa. That must have been pretty exciting.
There's a lot of
fun. To get to that point of
playing
at one of Canada's premier folk festivals.
It was pretty amazing. It was cool. The whole experience was great. There's great audience It was great food.
Do you enjoy being at the festival?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, because at a festival like Mariposa, you may play, what, 5 or 6 times or something like that?
Which is, like, ideal. That's what I feel like we're all kind of, like, looking for. And it was just, like, a wicked festival to be at.
No, that's great. We've got one more song we're going to play live. Now, this is one of your new songs, so this is not recorded.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about that one.
It was one of the... I probably wrote this sometime in the spring, so it's one of my older songs of this new batch. I in the past, I haven't written too many fast songs. Well, not fast, but just like more upbeat type stuff, where this whole batch of songs is definitely more kind of feel to it, which is, I'm liking it. But I kind of came about, I was chatting with a friend who was going away for 8 months. And she was just saying, like, she travels a lot, and she was saying she usually has, like, some sort of thing that kind of brings her back to, like, where she's living. And she was about to go away, and she's like, I don't really have that this time. I'm just going to go, and I might not come back. I might go to and stay at Ireland or wherever for a bit. And it just got me thinking about that concept. So I wrote a song. This tune called Come Home.
Trains run slow, planes crash, and cars go too fast. I've been walking around, I've walked across this whole map, down the empty city streets, where the hungry people like to meet. So do you and I. I'm caged in this concrete canyon, towers over me, and I don't know where to run, cause I feel the devil's following, his hand upon my throat, and shadows, mirrors, and smoke. I know you have to go, but I wanna be the reason you come back home. And I know you have to go, but I wanna be the reason you come back home. Come home, come home, come home to me. Trade places with sticks and stones. Stay away with throne on the rivers, rocks, and roads. If that makes you home, then I'd go screaming down the road 100 miles or more. Cause I don't know where to lay my head, where to make my bed when you're gone. And I don't know where to lay my head. Cause I know you have to go, but I wanna be the reason you come back home. And I know you have to go, but I wanna be the reason you come back home. Cause I don't know where to lay my head, where to make my bed when you're gone. And I don't know where to lay my bed, where to make my bed when you're gone. And I don't know where to lay my head, where to make my bed when you're gone. And I don't know where to lay my head, where to make my bed when you're gone. Cause I know you have to go, but I wanna be the reason you come back home. Now knowing you have to go, but I wanna be the reason you come back home. Come home, come home, home to me.
That's Benjamin Dakota Rogers with a new song live in the Folk Roots Radio studio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. And that's a song entitled Come Home. And that's a real catchy number. That to me sounds like it could be a single.
Yeah, I think it probably will be. is kind of the idea.
Yeah, that's a great song. So that may be one of the lead-off tracks from the next album.
Possibly. A lot of them have that kind of feel for this new thing.
And I realize I probably shouldn't keep talking about how great these songs are. Or, oh, yeah, that may be a lead-off track from the new album, because I want to make sure that Whiskey and Pine gets the... you know, the justice it deserves. Are you pretty happy with the response you've had with the album?
I'm really happy with it so far. It's, like, I probably shouldn't say it, but, like, it's by far my favorite thing I've recorded, I think, so far.
Yeah.
I
think it's, you can see the maturity coming through.
Yeah, which is, you know, nice.
As you go. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
My website, BenjaminRogersMusic.com, Facebook, Benjamin Dakota Rogers. Any of the social media things.
That's good. But, and I assume that in future, we can expect to see a lot more music from Benjamin Rogers and hopefully a lot more opportunities to see you play.
That's the hope.
It's always great to have you join us in the studio. We've got time for one more song. We're going to play something from the album. What are we going to play?
Whiskey and Pine.
This is the title track from Benjamin Dakota Rogers' new album, Whiskey and Pine. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm John Hall.
Take me up on the mountaintop and cut out my soul. 'Cause I was told by the devil, said you got a heart of gold. Down on the shoreline, you wash out my lungs, 'cause they're black from all the smoking and the mining dust. Breathe in the water, let it roll through my veins. Born in a hurricane, you'll never be tame. So different, but we're not exactly the same. And my tears hit the water like spring rain. 'Cause I'm half the man I used to be, a quarter the man I wanna be, an eighth of the man that I should be. And I'm half a quarter of the man I wanna be, an eighth of the man that I should be. And I'm so tired of this holy war, I'm laying down my gun. I can see it in your eyes, you've already won. To turn my cannons from your tower with gunpowder and smoke. The world you're fighting for has long been broke. So build me a campfire out of whiskey and pine. Over the ridge and stay up to sunrise. And lay by my side and watch the stars collide. And will you think of me when you watch the night sky? 'Cause I'm half the man I used to be, a quarter the man I wanna be, an eighth of the man that I should be. And I'm half the man I used to be, a quarter the man I wanna be, an eighth of the man that I should be. So will you have me?
mountaintop and cut out my soul.